This talk is sponsored by Coastline PS. Use code CPS20 to get 45% off your first purchase at Coastline PS. Hey there, welcome to your daily talk. In this talk, we will speak of the highly known Coco Chanel. In order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. Revolving fashion around Chanel. Adult life. Coco often went to the local cafe, La Rondate. There she met Etienne Balsan, a cavalryman from a very rich French family. They started seeing each other, but Chanel was well aware that a rich man like Balsan wouldn't marry an ordinary seamstress. During this time, she was known as a fashion designer focused on hats. She began to visualize herself as a professional milliner with a shop in Paris. She talked over her idea with Balsan, but he deferred with her and didn't believe for the slightest chance that he would finance her idea. Chanel ignored Balsan and started to find a new route to take in her dream. In 1914, she met the love of her life, Arthur Boy Chappelle, who found it fitting for Chanel to want a business of her own. Coco went over with Balsan once again, and finally he led it. Gabrielle set up her millinery shop in Balsan's Paris apartment along with Chappelle's financing. Chanel opened her new shop on 21 Rue Cambon, and Coco's fashion became popular faster than anyone expected. Chappelle and Chanel got really close after Chanel opened shop. Sadly, Arthur died from an automobile accident in 1919. After his death, Chanel never had children or any serious relationships. She continued her business and no longer needed Chappelle's financing. By the time she had a staff of 300, her clothes were selling over 7,000 francs. That's over 2,000 in current terms. In 1923, Chanel started to sell her trademark perfume, Chanel No. 5, collaborating with well-known perfume expert Ernest Bogues. During World War II, Chanel's reputation suffered. Just a couple weeks after the war had started, Coco closed the house of Chanel and dismissed all her workers. In 1954, age 17, she reopened the house of Chanel and rehired any old employees that wanted their job back. When Coco debuted her new line of clothes in Paris, the London Daily Express, running the headline, "A fiasco, audience gasp." The European press criticized Chanel for depending too much on her fashion designs. Although the US, on the other hand, was running the headline, Life magazine ran a 4-page spread that praised Chanel's comfortable style. Coco Chanel died on January 10, 1971, in Paris, France. After she died at the Ritz Hotel, she left an estate over 90 million. In current terms. In the 1980s, Karl Lagerfeld took over Chanel Fashion. The company owns around 200 boutiques worldwide. It's said by many Coco Chanel had influence before she had money. Chanel had an extraordinary talent, and many successes came with that talent. She was a very independent woman, and her personality had a strength like no other. She inspired others to wear what they find comfortable. She influenced women's clothing, making them more fit and popular to wear. Remember how she made her own path. Gabrielle Coco Chanel started as a poor orphan girl and ended as the world's highest supreme reign, with fashion designs leading to modern-day style. We are supported by Shieldstar Lock Perfection and Coastline PS. Remember to use code CPS20 to get 45% off your first purchase at Coastline PS. Revolving fashion around Chanel.